Please be seated. And may I add my welcome and wish you all a very happy Christmas. I want to take a few moments on this wonderful morning to think about the gift at the centre of it all. God's gift of a baby born in Bethlehem. One thing you notice when you read the Gospels accounts is that everybody who saw that baby was filled with the deepest and most thrilling joy that they had ever had when they saw God's gift. And still today, countless millions find in him a joy that lasts. Now, to help us think about God's gift this morning, I want us to have a look at this gift, which I have here. Now, like any gift, it has a wrapping and a present on the inside. And in a moment, to help us look at this, I'm hoping that some people will come and help me up here. So if you'd like to volunteer, get ready to raise your hand when the time comes. And as we look at it, I hope we will all, young and old alike, see something to consider and something to celebrate. So first of all, who would like, maybe two people would like, to help me come and have a look at the wrapping on this gift? Yes, we've got two helpers there, one and two. So if you come up, little ones, and have a look at this. Now, I know that some of us are more interested in the wrapping on presents than we are in the present itself. I don't mention any names. It's the 1 and 2-year-olds I'm thinking of. I know that you're more interested in wrapping. Come up and have a look, folks. Now, some people can't see this. We're not going to open it yet, but I'm going to ask you to have a look and tell us what the wrapping is like. So, first of all, what is it wrapped in? What's that?
Paper.
What kind of paper is it?
Wrapping.
What do you think?
Newspaper.
That's right. It's wrapped in old newspaper. Old newspaper. Fancy that. And what is the old newspaper stuck down with? What do you think that is? Maybe you don't know what that is. Touch it if you like and see what you think that is. Have you seen that before? It's stuck down with chewing gum. How disgusting. Wrapped in old newspapers and stuck down with chewing gum. And what's this on the outside of the present here? Touch it there. What's that? What's that? What does that feel like to you? Does it feel dry or wet?
Wet.
It's wet. It's wrapped in old newspaper, stuck down with chewing gum, and it's wet. This is some of the worst wrapping I've ever seen. Now, thank you very much for helping explain it to us, and you can go back to your places. We're going to look inside in a second. Well, like that gift, God's Christmas gift, Jesus, had very scruffy wrapping. Did you notice in our gospel reading what he was wrapped in when he was born? It's in the last sentence of the first paragraph. She wrapped him in cloths, probably old cloths. It's the best Mary had to keep him warm. And you know, of course, what he was placed in. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. Now that's an animal's feeding trough. There was no room in the inn. The only bed that Mary and Joseph could find for their new baby was a manger, an animal's trough. And they put him in there with the scratchy straw and the prickles, with the slugs and the bugs, with the damp and the smell. He was laid in a manger. I wonder what you were wrapped in when you were born. Most of us, I guess, were wrapped in a silky, smooth baby grow and laid on a soft cot. But even today, there'll be babies born in poor parts of the world who are wrapped in newspaper and laid on the floor. That's all their parents have. Well, like that gift, God's gift of Jesus had very humble wrapping. He was wrapped in old cloths and laid in a manger. How amazing, the King of Kings in such humble wrapping. Well, let's open up my gift now and see what's inside. And I wonder if there are two other helpers who would come and help me have a look and we'll see what's inside. Yes, quite near the back there. And yes, young lady there as well. Up you come. So sometimes gifts can have humble wrapping, but be really quite good on the inside. So it's time to open it now, girls. If you rip the paper off and see what's inside. And not everyone can see it, so I'm going to ask you to tell us what's on the inside. Rip it off. Don't worry too much about that disgusting chewing gum. Now, what is here inside this present. Have a look. What different things are in there? Take one thing out to start with. Do you know what that is?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Ferocious.
Do you want to tell everyone?
Ferocious.
It's the most delicious chocolates, Ferrero Rocher chocolates. Now, what's this heavy thing here? Do you know what that is?
Xbox One.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Xbox One.
An Xbox One. Wow. And finally, what's this piece of paper? Have you seen something like that before? That is a check for £1,000. This must be one of the best gifts I've ever seen. Whether you like food, whether you like finances, whether you like fun, it was all here in this gift. So pop these things up on the table here, and we'll leave them there for everyone to see. There we go. And thank you for your help. You can go back to your places. Not bad. Sometimes in scruffy wrapping, there can be the best gifts ever. Well, God's gift, the baby in a manger, really is the best present ever given. Do you notice in the middle of that second paragraph of our gospel reading, the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." This gift is a saviour. A saviour come to rescue us from our sins, to bring us forgiveness and friendship with God through faith in him. And he is Christ the Lord. Christ means king. This gift is a king come to show us how to live in goodness and wisdom and peace. And he is the Lord, the Son of God himself, God come to earth to be with us. No wonder the angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy." My gift here was a good gift in humble wrapping, but God's Christmas gift is the outstanding gift of history in humble wrapping, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Well, so far I've spoken about things which we think of every Christmas, but here's what I want us to think about particularly this year. What kind of Saviour, King and Lord, would be born in a manger? You see, not only was Jesus born in poverty, he grew up in an ordinary peasant family. He spent his time with the most needy in society. For years, he travelled on the road with nowhere to call home. He was persecuted by the authorities. He was betrayed by his friends. What does it show us about God that he gave his son to live a life like that? Well, it shows us that he cares for us. God has not left us on our own. He loves us so much that in the person of his son, he came right down into the difficulties and mess of our world. And it shows us not only that he cares for us, but that he cares for us all. If Jesus had been born in a palace, you might think he came only for important people. If he'd been born in a mansion, you might think he came only for successful people. But no, he was born in a manger to show us that he came for us all. So maybe this Christmas time, you're facing struggles at school, at home, or at work. Maybe your body is failing. Maybe you feel left out or overlooked by others. Well, the message of Christmas is that Christ knows those experiences himself. He came for you. A Saviour born in a manger cares for us all. And he cares for us so much that not only was he born in poverty, not only did he live amongst the needy, he cares for us so much that he gave his life when he died on the cross to meet our biggest need. His whole birth and life was about serving others. But then Jesus gave his life on the cross to pay himself for our wrongdoing. And he rose again so that through faith in him we might have forgiveness and friendship with God today. What kind of Saviour, King and Lord would be born in a poor manger? Well, one who cares for us. Who cares for us all. And who cares for us so much that he would give his life to make a way for sinners like me to come back to God. No wonder the angel said to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy." Well, as I finish, let me ask you this. What would you do if you had seen this box under your tree this morning? Maybe you'd have noticed the newspaper, the disgusting chewing gum, the fact that it was damp. Many of us, I guess, without looking inside, would have thrown it out. And sadly, many people make the same mistake with God's gift of Jesus. They think he was born so long ago, he lived so far away, he's so different to what we normally think about. They're put off by the humble wrapping, and after Christmas, they don't give him a second thought. Sadly, they throw out the Saviour, Lord and King they need more than anything else. But others see within the humble wrapping the most wonderful gift of all. And they receive Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. Any of us can do that, you know. We can say to Jesus Christ this Christmas, "Come into my life as Saviour, take my sins away. And as King, direct my life, show me how to live." Some of us will know today that we need to think more about this. That's what the shepherds did. Did you notice in our reading when they heard the message, they went off to look into it in Bethlehem? Well, every Sunday here at St. Mary's, we think more about these things. Our services are not just for the convinced believer, but for everybody as we look into these things more. In January, we're hosting a series of evenings called Christianity Explored. They're a chance to explore these things in a relaxed setting. And you won't be asked to pray or to sing or anything like that. But it is a time to ask and find answers to questions. Details of that Christianity Explored are on the order of service. But others of us know this Christmas time that we have received God's gift of Jesus Christ. Perhaps many years ago, perhaps recently. Well, let us take time this Christmas day to give joyful thanks to God for a Saviour born in a manger, a Lord who cares for us all, and who cares for us so much that he gave his life to bring us back to God. Amen.